The much-anticipated interview with Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle was broadcast on CBS in the US last night. It's the first interview since making their decision to leave the UK and relocate to California with their young son. They spoke to Oprah Winfrey. Meghan told her she had times when she didn't want to be alive anymore. She said one member of the royal family had concerns about how dark her son Archie's skin would be. Harry said he has now been cut off financially, which is why the couple secured Netflix and Spotify deals. And speaking about his late mother, Princess Diana, he said he didn't want history to repeat itself.
I'm just really relieved and happy to be sitting here talking to you with my wife by my side, because I can't begin to imagine what it must have been like for her going through this process by herself all those years ago, because it has been unbelievably tough for the two of us, but at least we had each other.
Oprah Winfrey's Harpo Productions released a very limited number of clips from the interview. The full thing can be seen tonight on RTE2 television and the RTE player at 9:30. We're joined now by the BBC's former royal correspondent, Peter Hunt. Peter, good to talk to you this morning. You've seen and read much of what was in the interview. What's your overall impression of it and its likely impact?
Well, I think it will have a devastating impact on the British royal family. What's not clear is whether that will be a short-term one or a long-term damage. The most damaging is that suggestion of racism by a member of Harry's family. That question about how dark will be the skin of Archie. This was asked of Harry by a member of his family while Meghan was pregnant with Archie, and William told Oprah that he found the conversation awkward and he was a bit shocked. The identity of the person who asked the question isn't known. I mean, Harry also goes on to express his hurt that no one within his family condemns some of the racist media coverage that there was after his relationship with Meghan was made public a few years ago. But I mean, this is a charge. I mean, when we step back from it all, this is a family that provides the head of state for a multicultural country, the UK, and 15 other multicultural countries. And no amount of palace spin will be able to erase that stain in the coming days and weeks.
And in relation to Meghan Markle and what she had to say about how low she felt at that time, where she felt that she didn't want to be alive, and she said she sought help within the palace and was refused help.
Yes, I mean, the spectre of Diana hung over this two-hour programme. I mean, her son was by the departed Duchess's side for part of the programme, but from Meghan's account, and we do have to stress that this is the account of Harry and Meghan, from Meghan's account, this is an ancient institution that has had pretty brutal and painful lessons imposed on it, and they haven't learnt from it. And the lesson she was making very clear they hadn't learnt was the lesson of Diana and the mental health problems she had and the effort she made to seek help and did not receive. And now here we have Meghan in 2021 on American television telling a global audience that once again this happened, that she, as you say, didn't want to be alive anymore, had suicidal thoughts while pregnant, asked for help, told that she couldn't because she wasn't a paid employee of the royal household, and even the suggestion that it wouldn't be good for the institution if she sought such help.
And the relationship then between Prince Harry and his father, Prince Charles, it's very badly damaged.
Yeah, I mean, it is extraordinarily badly damaged. I mean, Harry looks close to tears while he talks about it, and you cannot see how it can be recovered in the short term. I mean, he talks about how he'll always love his dad, how after two phone calls from Canada, you remember they moved initially to Canada while they were trying to negotiate this sort of half in, half out, which was never going to work, sort of part-time royal, part-time earning of money, which was never really an option. But before they moved to California, he had several conversations with the Queen, but only two on the phone with his father before his father stopped talking to him and saying that he needed to put it all in writing. He felt let down. And he talks about how his father went through something similar in terms of pain. And he says that his priority is to try and heal that relationship. And also because, of course, the fact that Archie is his grandson. So, yes, it is a pretty devastating portrayal of how, from the son's perspective, of how his father has responded to what clearly has been a very difficult time for Harry.
Knowing the royal family as you do, Peter, in your work as the royal correspondent, will the palace respond to this interview?
I think it would be very difficult for them. I mean, people were talking in the papers before it happened that they'd be hiding behind the sofa. I suspect after this interview, they've gone down into the sort of the wartime bunkers in the ancient palace castle that is Windsor. It is a truly devastating on so many levels. The racism charge, the lack of care to a person who says that she was very vulnerable, the criticism of a future king. These are really hard charges, and they're quite difficult to respond to. I mean, in particular the racism one, it's just a stain that is there, and it will be very hard for them to erase it. I mean, the person who emerges reasonably unscathed, apart from obviously the fact that she's the head of this family and the head of state, is the Queen, and both of them, both Harry and Meghan, speak very fondly of her. But I mean, I suppose what I must stress is that there will be people who will have watched this in the UK with utter horror, really, at how Meghan has chosen to present it. There will be people, you know, there are allegations of bullying against her, which she denies. There are people who believe that they did try everything they could to facilitate her entry into the British royal family. And I think they will be, you know, very, very hurt this morning, but it will be very hard for them to answer back.
All right, Peter, thank you very much indeed. Peter Hunt, former BBC royal correspondent. If you've been affected by anything you've heard this morning, www.samaritans.ie, or their helpline number is 116123.